This is a question from Catherine. Subject: too much chaos in the world lately. All that has happened in the world during the financial crisis has made me feel a kind of hopelessness that I've never experienced before. I talk to many people during the day, and so many seem to feel lost as I do because of the recent 3 years' chaos of seemingly collapsing economies around the world. I have always had some kind of hopefulness despite all that the world churns out, but this time it's as if all the goodness that people have tried to do has been stamped on and negated by the tremendous greed and lawlessness of the various ruling elites, including governments and corporations and political so-called leaders. I feel I have been aimless since this series of events, and it's hard to make sense of how to live in the world. I am not prone to depression, and I have had lots of success in life, but somehow it's hard to ignore what is happening in the world today. It feels a lot more chaotic than in the past. I feel that somehow I need to be involved in organizing a response to what is happening and held to be part of making it better. What can I do to get grounded again and help somehow? I presume, although I may be wrong, that this question is coming from someone in America, where this feeling of helplessness in the course of events is quite common nowadays. I don't think anyone here where I'm speaking from in the remote rural area of Russia is feeling that there's any chaos. Each day goes on as it has the previous one. Now in the summer these migratory birds are chirping all day, and it's the weather is nice and everything seems very nice. There doesn't seem to be any chaos. And even in Moscow, which is very different to here, how far away? About 1,200 kilometers?
1,000.
About 1,000 kilometers. People in general are not feeling hopeless. They're feeling quite hopeful because the economy is developing. So, so what is happening in America is the it's the natural end of a cycle. At one time there was the Byzantine Empire, the Egyptian Empire, Roman Empire, British Empire. They've all come and gone. Here we are in Tatarstan. At one time the Tatars were rulers of they were mighty conquerors, was it not?
Yeah.
At one time Lithuania had a great empire, can you imagine? Now it's such an insignificant country. So America was mighty.
And what?
Powerful.
Ah.
And still is mighty, but now its power is going down. And people in America feel uncertainty and depression. Because they took it as normal that they would have plenty of money and everything would be all right. I mean, I grew up in the 1960s and 1970s, and there was a lot of discontent among young people at that time. But they were feeling the society was too materialistic. They could afford to superficially reject the materialistic society, because they knew that even if they lived on the streets and didn't work, they would still have enough to eat. But now you see it's quite common in Britain and America. People are begging. They have no place, no home to live in, and the whole economic structure appears to be doomed. In America, much of the present crisis has been caused by the greed of certain leaders who have used their power to exploit the situation for their own benefit. And it doesn't seem fair at all to all the good people. But actually, especially in the modern age, by that I mean in cosmic time, the modern age began about 5,000 years ago. It's called Kali Yuga, which means more or less the age of quarrel and chaos. Chaos is a normal situation. If we look at the history of Europe, There are always wars going on practically, and persecutions, inquisitions. There are always kings fighting against each other. In India also, for hundreds of years, there are different kings fighting and invasions. America was established by violence. People were living there more or less peacefully. Then the European people came in and just decimated the native population. So the native people were thrown into chaos by the people coming from Europe for religious reasons. And then as the people went west, there was the lawless Wild West, in which there was no security that any people, it was the rule by the gun. In the beginning of the first half of the 20th century was also, there was the First World War, then the Depression, then the Second World War, and the period of apparent stability and peace after the Second World War, that was there to a large extent in Western Europe and America. But that was achieved by exploiting many governments, many nations all over the world. And although the people of America and Western Europe might have felt peaceful and secure, the millions and billions of animals that they killed didn't feel any peace or security. So as the saying goes, what goes around comes around. You'll get your karmic reaction. The Bhagavad Gita describes the mode of passion in that everything looks good in the beginning, but it becomes a disaster at the end. So we could say that the material world is organized chaos, which is oxymoronic. It means it's contradictory. But this material world is so set up that there must be suffering. To understand why, I gave a lecture on that recently in Laguna Beach. You could refer to that lecture. But it's all for the ultimate good. And the suffering should help people to think about the ultimate suffering that we all have to go through. Even if there is not social and economic chaos, we all have to suffer birth, death, old age and disease. So security, or apparent security and stability, is actually deceptive. So like I was saying, in America especially, people are feeling very insecure. I lived for many years in Bangladesh, where life was very insecure in so many ways. And people were used to living with that. And they all had a firm faith in God. This cycle of building up and then collapsing into chaos, as I said, is typical of the mode of passion. You can see China now is building up at a tremendous pace, and you can just see it's like a balloon which is being blown up, and it's just going to burst at some point into chaos. In some ways, actually, I mean, even though the Russian economy is also totally exploitive, a few people just exploiting the many, actually it's much more, in some ways, it's more carefully managed. Anyway, that's nothing to do with spiritual subject matter. So, the question from the good lady is, what can we do to get ourselves grounded and help others? Well, actually, this situation that she's experiencing is similar in many ways to that of Arjuna before the Bhagavad Gita was spoken to him. Arjuna was feeling severe anomie or inability to relate to the circumstances he was in. He believed in he was a good man. He wanted to do the right thing, but he was overwhelmed by the situation. So the present situation in America. What can we as tiny individuals do to improve it? Oh, just by the way, apart from the economic problems in America, the whole world is facing so many problems. Last summer when I was here, it was extraordinarily hot. That long, hot summer in Russia destroyed so many crops and so many villages and forests burned down. And all over the world there are so many disturbances being caused by climate change, it seems. It's caused by climate change. Earthquakes and tsunamis. So the whole world in a frightening position. So this we can understand has been caused by the exploitive mentality, the idea that we can exploit the earth and exploit nature. Anyway, what can we do? Clearly, small individuals like ourselves can't just change the whole economic situation. But we can try to understand what's going on. And the first thing we should understand in all circumstances is who we are, what is the nature of this world, what are we doing here? Because we're always in a dangerous position. In the deepest sense, people are in no more dangerous position in America now than they were 10 or 15 years ago, or 20 years ago. It's the same basic danger is there. That's mm-hmm. always been there. We all have to suffer repeated birth, death, old age, and disease. So, if there is a chaotic situation that wakes us to understand that we're not in a very auspicious situation, then that's actually good in one sense. Actually, we don't belong in this material world. Even if things are peaceful and orderly, we should inquire into the real problem of life. So to put everything briefly, don't worry too much, because ultimately we're not part of this material world anyway. Our actual position is in the spiritual world. Reality is ultimately good. So we have to perform these spiritual practices by which we can link with the ultimate good. Those linking spiritual practices are called yoga. Yoga means to yoke, to join up. So if we understand the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, we can understand that even in the most chaotic position in this world, we are not disturbed. Yasyam sthitam na dukhena. What is that? Yasyam sthitam. No, I just forgot the Sanskrit. Gurunapi vichalyate. That even in the most difficult situation, we will not be shaken. Understanding that we really don't belong in this world anyway. And we can take shelter of Krishna. We have to transfer ourselves to the planet of Krishna, where there is no suffering, there is no exploitation, there is no building up and crashing down. There is simply love, sweetness and beauty with Krishna. We can link with Krishna by bhakti yoga, the yoga of devotion, by chanting the names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And associate with devotees who are on the spiritual platform of bhakti yoga. That will help us tremendously. Some practical advice. I mean, actually this spiritual advice is the ultimate practical advice. But some advice for the direct material situation that we're in now. If at all possible, get out of the city. Go to the country and grow your own food. Because in future, the cities are going to be in tremendous problems. Seems highly likely. So if you can, even if you're not a full-time farmer, if you at least grow your own vegetables, that will be tremendously helpful. I'm speaking this from a part of Russia where the land is free for Russian citizens. You can just come and live and cultivate the land. And when the economic system breaks down, then rubles and dollars won't help you. One potato will be worth more than $1,000. And even if you have gold and jewels, you can't eat that.
So, Hare Krishna.